Another John. He said he's a bit of a stretch, he said, to speak. So that's good. Here you go.
All right.
Yeah, I first of all, I actually thought this was going to be an oil and gas convention, but I'm glad all these guys came up and spoke. Look, I am being stretched because I was asked to do this, and I initially declined because I'm not a person up front. I like to do things behind the scenes. I like to do them in a quiet... Well, I'm not saying I do it in a quiet way, but just don't like doing things out front. So you'll have to bear with me. You know, I like to actually pray before I start because it relaxes me. And I'm really pumping up here. So, all right. Dear Heavenly Father, help me, I pray, to honour you with all that I do and say today. And by your Holy Spirit's power, may my words and actions cause others to glorify your name. Amen. All right. My background, I have in the oil and gas industry for a number of years, most of my working life. And then the last 9-10 years, I've been in a business that I'll go briefly into it, that I wanted to be the manager of this business, but God had other plans and he made me the director of the business. So he gave it to me and he started it. And all I had was a few business units from TAFE. I had no idea, no business acumen, no nothing. And so away I went to start this business. And the people that we represented from the UK, they got themselves into such a bind that they had to, instead of giving me a manager's job, they gave me a, they told me that I'd have to start a business and work through me. So I thought that was great. It was pretty neat. But anyway, what I did do is that I went to the Lord and I said, well, I don't know what to do here. I don't know where to go, what to do, and how to start anything. So what I did is I used the Moses theory that if you're not coming with me, I'm not going to work. Well, it was really that simple. I'm sorry, but it was that simple. Anyway, my wife said I need to have notes because I tend to go off track. He taught me little ways like you would teach a child. So when I started applying his principles, the business would be blessed. When I didn't apply his principles, the business wouldn't be blessed. So I quickly learned what to do and where to go and where to seek him. It's like giving a child a reward, a sweet, a dessert or something. So they soon learn quickly what to do. Anyway, and I did. I started seeking the wisdom of the Holy Spirit daily. I knew I had to do that. And so even before leaving for work, I'd spend 2 or 3 minutes in the car. And I just asked God to come with me, give me his peace in everything I do and did that day. And I just want to refer you to Isaiah 48:17, which says, thus says the Lord, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. I am the Lord, your God, who teaches you to profit and who leads you in the way that you should go. So how many business people are here or self-employed people? Just the people out the front. Okay, well, he didn't just do it for the business people. He actually also, when he gave me this thing, what I'm going to get to, he also gave it for employees and anyone that's working in any situation. Anyway, so in the year 2000, Pathfinder Resources opened its doors. The scripture that he gave me to open the business with was Deuteronomy 8:18. And you need to read the Amplified Bible. It says, I will earnestly remember the Lord my God, for it is he that gave me the power to get wealth to establish his company, his covenant, not your wallet. He doesn't give you the power to get wealth to make you wealthy. He gives you the power to get wealth to establish his covenant. Very important to remember that. And you see I'm shaking and getting dry all over. Anyway, and a person needs to think about what you ultimately want to achieve. And when you begin your journey, then begin it with the end in mind. It sounds a bit, but begin your journey on your wherever you're going to do, but have the end in mind. Have where you're going in the forefront of your thoughts all the time. Sounds a bit odd, but that's what you need to do. You need to see the finish from the start. If you can get that, all right? Well, I believe it. And I will list some principles that the Holy Spirit guided me to do. Like I said, in the car, in the morning, before I go to work, give him knowledge and seek his wisdom and peace and guidance in everything that I did. And then when I'd get to work, I'd stop the car in the car park, and there was about 7 or 8 businesses in a little business thing in Herdsman Business Park, and I would just pray for those businesses. Just ask God to bless them and not really pray for mine. And I think that's very important, what I'll get to. And when I got into the office, you'll see that I was really relying on him because I knew nothing. So prior to calling a potential client, I God would tell me I needed to pray for that client. So I needed to pray for him. If I was calling Jerome at Woodside, and we were a gas service provider, so I'd pray. I'd say, Lord, I pray that you soften Jerome's heart, that when I speak to him, that he'll listen to me and he'll give me favor because you give me favor. So, that's what you need to do. You need to prepare the ground before you get there. Thanks, Jerome. I could use you. Anyway, when the phone used to ring, before I just give it 1 or 2 rings and I just ask God, Lord, give me favor with this call, whoever it is. You don't know who it is and you don't know what the call is. So you always ask God for favor before you pick up the phone. It only takes 2 seconds. All right. Okay. And then when the UK company gave me a grant. Well, they didn't call it. They called it a grant, but they actually wanted their money back. So they gave me about $15,000, and that was it, to set up everything, to do everything. And God showed me a principle. Now, it might rock your boat a little bit, but he showed that to me, and he gave me that. And the thing is that to be debt-free. And Pathfinder Resources, to the glory of God, has never owed a cent to anyone from the day it opens its doors. So it was quite astounding that we had never been in debt since the time we opened the doors. Now that is a principle that you can apply. And how he told me to apply that, to get that into motion, was that every bill that I would get, now he gave me that thing, I'm not telling you to do that, you need to seek the Lord for that. But every bill that came in that day, if we had the money, we'd pay for it that day. We wouldn't wait 7 days or the 30 days because God imposed upon me that we're not to withhold the prosperity of the others. It's pretty important. It really is important. And so what I did is I rang up all the financial controllers of the oil and gas companies that we worked with, Woodside included, Apache, all of them. And I said to him, look, I'm just starting out in business. I've got no cash flow, and I really would appreciate if you would send me the invoices within 30 days because I can't wait 60 days or 45 days. I said, I need the money. But God, because I was paying my bills first, I did you reap what you sow. Okay, so guess what? The money was coming in well before 30 days. The Pathfinder was financially well within about 3 or 4 months. We had lots of money when the US dollar was good. That's what he posed upon Pathfinder, to be debt-free, because it was his business and he didn't give me a manager's job because he could direct the company and where the funds would go. And so basically he took control, and I didn't mind. My wife did, but I didn't mind. She was thinking, do we have to get that much? That was Pathfinder. Look, it was God's business right from the start. You've got to understand that. I'm not just saying that. That's the way it was. Because I realized my limits. I realized what I could do. I couldn't do much. I thought, what am I getting into here? I don't know anything about this. So it was a journey for me. And one of the most important thing, or I think, is prayer and communing with the Lord. It's vital. In anything you do, even if you're an employee, or it doesn't matter, a business owner, employee, it doesn't matter. But you need to, and I need to have a drink, sorry. All right. I'll get better if I probably do this more often. Is this working? Yeah. Anyway. Okay, so what he also showed me his way of multiplication as things were going. He showed me, and it was really a principle. I thought, where did that come from? And then it came from feeding the 5,000, I believe. He said, in your church, find out who's self-employed. And it was just the self-employed people this time, or the business people. And get a group going and start asking them to pray. So we'd initially get about 10 or 15 people. And each of those people, those 15 people, each one of us would pray for the other 14 businesses. But you would not pray for your own business for 5 minutes in the morning. So, you know, 15 times 5, that's already, what's 60? I don't know, somewhere around here. Anyway, more than that, 75. But anyway, the minutes add up. So your 5 minutes actually, well, it ended up being what we had 40 in the end, and about 20 of them were from another congregation. Business people that just word of mouth spread. So we got 40 people, and what I would do for 5 minutes, I'd pray for those 39 businesses. So I had a list, a spreadsheet made up, and I just saw all the businesses on there, and I just laid hands on them, and I said, Lord, well, I didn't rattle through all of them. I just said, Lord, you know the needs of these businesses. I pray that you give them the wisdom and guidance today so they can do their business and to give glory to your name. So very quick 5-minute prayer. But that multiplied by 40 people. So I was getting 190 minutes of prayer before I went to work. It's God's way of multiplying small things. And it's quite astounding. Anyway, so that's what we did. And it also goes the same with employees to pray for their managers or their business owners. And God will honor that. You know, God is an honoring God. He's never broken a promise. Never broken a promise. And if you do take the time to do things for others, you don't even need to pray for your needs. Your needs will be met. I've experienced that lots. Lots. I've never had to pray a lot of things. Sometimes I'd wonder where the finances were going to come, where the sales were going to come for the month. And I'm telling you, a week before the thing was happening, it was quite astounding how it all came together in a week. I mean, I've seen it so often. Anyway, God answers prayer much quicker when we pray for others, when we put others' needs before our own. All right? Prayer of agreement, very important. Firstly, with your wife. The most powerful prayer you can pray is a prayer of agreement with you and your wife. God sees that as one because you and your wife are one. It's flesh. So, and if your business partner is a Christian, have a prayer of agreement. It is a very powerful way to pray when you have two people agreeing in one way with God there too. And do not hold strife or grudges and be very quick to forgive, even if you're right. As hard as it is, be quick to forgive, because a house divided will fall. It will fall. And then God can't work in there. We sort of put up, we block the blessing tube. I call it a tube. It's like a big tube coming from heaven, but we sometimes put a big plug in it because of our attitudes. God looks at your motives. He's not interested in, he wants to know why you're doing it. He wants to know why you are actually where you are, what you're doing. He wants to know your motive, and your motive needs to be correct. It needs to be, you know, right. Anyway, I'm not going to preach to you. I'm not a preacher. I don't want to be a preacher. Is that better? Okay. And then he showed me that one of the greatest causes of stress amongst Christian businesses is lack and debt. You know, the enemy attacks us 24 hours a day, and he wants Christian business people, now I can speak to all Christians really, but business people to give up on God and confess that the word doesn't work and blame God for all their troubles and therefore become ineffective for God. Once you do that, you become ineffective. God can't help you. God loves us so much, but he won't go against our will. He won't go against the thing, and you can't go against God. It's you know, not very sensible to do that, putting it a nice way. For favor, your future is not thrust upon you without your consent. You choose it every day by giving God first place in your life or by putting the things of this world first. When you get up in the morning, I'm going back to that. But when I used to get up in the morning, sometimes you would get the whole day's agenda in your mind and you start thinking about things. Well, you see, that actually is the enemy trying to load you up, stress you up before you even get out of bed, before you even go to work. You're loaded up for the day. So what you really need to do is throw that out. List 10 things that you can thank God for. Your life, you're saved, your family, your wife, your home. Just start thinking how good God is to you. And if you do that, you won't think of all those other things and they won't come up. And what it is the peace of God will come upon you because you'll be starting to praise God in the morning, and that's what we need to do. Because there's a battlefield is in the mind. There's a little part of our mind that whoever wins the battle gets us for the day. And if we see, God wants that space, but so does the enemy. And the enemy will fill you with lies and all these things that will stress you out and do all these. Well, he will just make it, and you'll have a bad day. So basically, if we just get up in the morning and write down 10 things or 5 things that you want to start saying to God in the morning, thanking God for the day, thanking for the brand new day. Anyway, I won't go into that, but you can make your own list of what you need to thank God for, and we've all got that. You choose it by planting the seeds of God's word in your heart each day or by entertaining the doubts and fears of the world / enemy. And there is an adversary. You need to believe that. After that, you should have a breakthrough time. You should have a time of breakthrough. And to have a time of breakthrough, you need to speak Romans 4:17, which says, speak those things that be not as though they are. You need to call those things in as though they weren't. I used to call those things in that looked impossible. And, you know, Woodside would come to the party and then Apache would come to the party and they'd all come to the party. And I thought, wow, this is great. I'm serious. I did hardly any sales presentations in the 9 years. I probably could count them on 2 hands. And, you know, that's not the way you're supposed to do the work I was supposed to do. I was supposed to be doing sales like these guys are taking engineers to coffees every day and lunch every day. I didn't do any of that because I thought that was bribery. So I didn't do any of that. If they did do work for us, I would then reward them after with maybe a lunch or a coffee, but very rarely, very rarely. Because it wasn't them. Anyway, I'm plowing through it. I'm praising God because it's getting better. When you don't see any change, and even though you've done all these things that I've said before and you don't see any change, you need to know this, that the enemy has fired his best shot at you. And what you need to do is stand firm and your breakthrough will come. 8 out of 10 Christian business people give up on prayer and never receive what God wants them to have. And the other two, they get all of it. They get all that God wants for them. So really stand. You know, and this scripture has been coming to me for the last 5 months. I'm in a very difficult situation. Not difficult, but we're in a transition from the company that we represented initially 10 years ago has been swallowed up by 4 different companies, now 3, and the last one is a big $10 billion company conglomerate that basically went through the motions and in October last year basically said to us, well, we've inherited 2 entities here and you're the 5th wheel. And we don't really need you. And I was glad. Well, I was not glad, but you got to understand this. It was taking a lot of toll for me to do the work that I was doing. And God knew that I wouldn't quit the job. I wouldn't quit the business that he gave. So he had to quit it. So he did. All of a sudden, this company said, well, we're taking over. We've got 2 entities. And they offered me a job, a position with their company, which they knew I would refuse because it was not a very good offer. And they just went through the motions and then shut down and then said, all right, now we just shut down the agency. And that's fine because God has got me in transition, and the last 4 months he's been establishing a foundation for a new business. So it's doing well. I'm not anxious. Anyway, this scripture has came to me, and it's God is a God of order. So what, you know, a lot of people are waiting on God to do something, but God is waiting on you to do something. And God is a God of order, and he won't go out of order. So you need to move, and then he moves. It's like a game of chess, although that's a not very good analogy. But you move, and then he'll move. And it's found in Philippians 4:6. Our move is to be anxious for nothing. Seriously, be anxious for nothing. Swine flu, you need your swine flu, you go and take your shot. Psalm 91 is your shot for swine flu. Read Psalm 91, and that'll cure you for swine flu. But you know, don't be frightened. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything and with prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving. See, a lot of times we Christians maybe do it the wrong way. Well, if you don't, I do. I used to. We always go, Lord, Lord, help me. You know, help me, help my business, help this or that. But it says with thanksgiving. So I think we get the prayer the wrong way around. First thing we do is we go to Lord and we give him thanks. We thank him for everything. We thank him for delivering us for that. We thank him for the blessed business. We thank him for the job, the house that we have, everything. Thank him first. And then give him your prayer, your supplications. Then tell him, and then it says, let your request be made known to God. So first thing you do is thank him for it. And then his move is verse 7. Your move is verse 6, Philippians 4:6, and his move comes, and it says, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. So his move will be his peace upon you. So your move is to be anxious, not anxious. Anyway, all right, I'll just quote from, this is quite amazing, because when I started all this with all these little things that, well, these things that God was doing in business, I come across a thing about a year or two later, and I thought, wow, this is nearly the same as what I've been doing. But it's a guy called Buddy Pilgrim. Has anybody heard of him? Have you? All right, well, he's got 7 Keys to Biblical Success in Business, and his book is called The Book of 7 Keys to Unlimited Success. He can be found on integrityleadership.org. So you can find a lot of, it's quite astounding, and he goes really more in depth than what I did. Anyway, a quote from this book says, the word has the answers, the word, his word, has the answers to the issues we must face and the decisions we must make daily in our workplaces. Whatever roles we have in the workplace, owners, managers, employees, laborers, God's word provides everything we need to know to be successful. My response to what God showed me was to take God to work with me. I sought to bring his spirit into every dimension of the business environment, and I searched his word for the business principles that would set my standards and direct my actions. And we need to apply the word of God in our daily lives in the business world. God bless you all.
Thank you, John. Very good. Thanks.